Basically, when I started was in the middle of this crime and crack epidemic. I mean, the crack epidemic at that time was the driver of homicides. And I was just looking at the numbers a few minutes ago. In 1985, DC had 150 homicides. In 5 years, that had more than tripled to 500 homicides. You can imagine in 5 years that kind of change, but that's what it was like. And you were just, it was like, I live on Capitol Hill. We remember just hearing gunshots all the time. There were housing complexes here and there, and it's a whole different picture today. I mean, it's nothing like it was back then.
Now, from what you've seen, is this a trend downward or is this a cycle that could go back up? You mentioned the crime and crack epidemic of the late 80s and 90s. Are we seeing a downward trend or could this go up again?
I don't think so. I mean, you never know, but this is a whole different era. This was an era when, some new drug moved into town, when, suddenly people were fighting over money, territory, and all that sort of thing. And I think that sort of played out. I mean, we haven't seen those kind of numbers, after the 90s, the thing started to going down. I was thinking about this, and I think it sort of coincided when they got Chief Ramsey here. I think the police department, their morale went up, and I think people were sort of tired of all this chaos, and things started to calm down. Now, are we, just the safest place on earth? Of course not. This is a big city. This is DC. And on the average year, you still have more than 150 homicides, but at the same time, when you're comparing it to then, it's nothing like that. For example, I'm just going to give you an example. My daughter's 40 now, okay? We live here on Capitol Hill. When she was like 9 years old, I remember we were in the bedroom and I was helping her with her homework. And then I heard a scream when she was about 9 years old. I heard a scream and then a gunshot. And I shoved my daughter off the bed and I hit the floor on the other side. This is right. Half a block of my house. And so I'm, peering around and trying to find out what happened. Apparently, there were so many robberies in the neighborhood that the police had put these kind of scuzzy looking people on the street, police officers looking like that to try to, be able to catch real robbers if they're out there. And this was what happened. And so apparently, one of the police officers, who apparently wasn't supposed to, but shot at a robber. That's what the story was when I finally heard about it. But if you can imagine that, or hearing gunshots and things, we don't have that anymore. And so that's why when I heard about this, federal whatever, I just, this is BS. It's nothing like it was back then.